This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN with a story from Suzanne Cosgrove and Sarah Rudolph of John Lothian News. The title is Regulation and Enforcement Continue Apace Despite COVID's Onslaught, Regulators Say. Fresh from his exit from the CFTC several weeks ago, James McDonald, former director of the agency's enforcement division, Tuesday addressed several big-picture themes advanced by the CFTC during his tenure. The goal was to redouble our focus on what we view as the core violations of the Commodities Exchange Act, including manipulation and fraud, McDonald said. You saw that actually play out in a few different ways, he said. You saw it in terms of the number and depth of our commitment in trying to root out manipulative trading in markets, whether it was spoofing or something else. During the fiscal year 2020, which ended September 30th, the CFTC filed 113 enforcement actions, more than any other year in the agency's history, and imposed the largest monetary relief in the agency's history. In that case, J.P. Morgan and Company agreed to pay the U.S. government $920 million in fines and disgorgement to settle spoofing charges, the largest payment ever agreed to by a defendant to settle a futures market manipulation charge. To read the rest of the story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Thank you to Brian Mehta, the Chief Marketing Officer of Trading Technologies, for his donation to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Brian is a fellow resident of Elmhurst, Illinois, and one of the thought leaders in our industry around marketing. Thank you to Brian, all who have given, and all those who have yet to give. Please support our campaign and help us preserve industry history. Right now is an excellent time to bone up on trading and investing opportunities. Some of our sponsors and friends are offering webinars looking at different markets, their role in your portfolio, and other nuances. For example, I give you the FTSE Russell webinar for tomorrow. The webinar panel will look at, quote, what factors will be driving its outperformance between U.S. large and small cap stocks and suggest ways investors can use trading and product strategies to manage risk and tap into market opportunity, unquote. The panel of speakers will cover drivers of U.S. equity indices outperformance, the weight of technology companies and other sector-weighted contributions to returns, historical performance of U.S. equities leading into and coming out of U.S. general elections, and stock-level concentration performance effect. The lineup of speakers is outstanding. It includes Kelly Akulian, CFA, Director of iShares America's Market Coverage at BlackRock, Tim Accourt, Managing Director, Global Head of Equity Products at the CME Group, Mark Barnes, PhD, Head of Investment Research America's FTSE Russell. The moderator is the brilliant Catherine Yashimoto, Director of Product Management at FTSE Russell. So don't forget to register and attend the FTSE Russell webinar on Thursday, October 22nd at 12 p.m. Eastern Time about what's been driving U.S. equity market outperformance. You can register at johnlothiannews.com. The link is in today's newsletter. Also, Greenwich Analytics is offering an opportunity to look at equity markets from another angle. They are hosting a webinar on options, growth, volatility, and outlook following U.S. elections on Wednesday, October 28th, starting at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Ken Monahan, Senior Analyst, Market Structure and Technology, is moderating the event. Panelists include Stino Mileto, Co-Chief Operating Officer at Dash Financial Technologies, Danny Kirch, Head of Options Trading and Strategy at Cornerstone Macro, and Will Bartlett, Managing Member at Parallax Volatility Advisors. Register at johnlothiannews.com in today's newsletter. Another event on a subject for exchange professionals is being offered by the Association of Futures Markets. The event will look at how to achieve innovation in commodity derivative product development. The panel includes moderator Chris Sturgis of South Africa, Brian Brown of Euronext France, Clive Furness of Contango Markets in the UK, Rinjay Chakornapap of Thailand, and Mauricio Eduardo Perez y Souza of Mexico. Sorry for any mispronunciations of the names. You can register via email at conference@afmorg.net. That's conference@afmorg.net. Today we have a video in our Path to Electronic Trading series featuring Ralph Moses. Ralph was a pioneer in developing electronic trading systems, and the one he built for Lynn Waldock eventually became RAN Order, which I used in the early 2000s as the head of electronic trading at the Price Futures Group. I owe a debt of gratitude to Ralph for his work as I used his system and grew my electronic trading business with it. Were you an open outcry trader? Are you willing to tell your story to a camera? We can interview over Zoom from the comfort of your own home. Contact me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com if you're interested. Do you have a story to tell about adapting to the world of electronic trading? We would like to talk to you about participating in our The Path to Electronic Trading video series. Contact me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com. And finally, in Hits and Takes from Sarah Rudolph, the FIA has a webinar on October 27th at 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Margin Processing, the Clearing Firm Perspective. The moderator is Don Byron, head of Global Industry Operations and Execution at the FIA, and the presenters are Alistair Sayers, head of Funding and Optimization Collateral Management at UBS, Diane Sherman, Director and Head of Global Collateral Management at Bank of America Securities, and John Schlamp, Senior Vice President, Macquarie Futures USA. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Ralph Moses, The Path to Electronic Trading. Ralph Moses started in futures with Gelderman, helping them use a new IBM mainframe. He later started developing a system called Order Express for Lynn Waldeck, one of the first electronic trading front ends. He used an IBM System 1 mini computer with 2 megabytes of memory. He built a risk management system that could tell if an account was at risk depending on how markets were moving. This helped Lynn Waldeck avoid significant risk during the stock market crash of 1987. To view the video, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the FT. Two top Morgan Stanley commodities traders lose jobs over use of WhatsApp. Wall Street continues clampdown on communication channels it cannot monitor. Morgan Stanley's two most senior commodities traders have lost their jobs for using WhatsApp and other unauthorized messaging platforms, reflecting Wall Street's continued clampdown on communication channels that it cannot monitor. Nancy King, Morgan Stanley's global head of commodities, and Jay Rubenstein, the bank's head of commodities trading, are both leaving the bank after a probe into their use of unauthorized communication systems, according to a person familiar with the situation. This is a strong case for Symphony and other platforms that meet the regulatory requirements the regulators are looking for. WhatsApp is a favorite of some criminals, some government officials, and certain son-in-laws. Here's a story from the New York Times. It has hit us with a vengeance. Virus surges again across the United States. Unlike earlier outbreaks concentrated in Northeast and South, the virus is simmering at a worrisome level in most regions. As the coronavirus races across the country, it has reached every corner of a nursing home in Kansas, infecting all 62 residents inside. There are so few hospital beds available in North Dakota that patients sick with the virus are being ferried by ambulance to facilities 100 miles away. And in Ohio, more people are hospitalized with the virus than at any other time during the pandemic. My comment is, at first we were unaware, naive, or stupid. Now we are just tired and wanting this to be over. But that is the wrong attitude. The right attitude is we need to persevere and stay safe. This is life until further notice. Deal with it. Here's a story from the New York Times. How to break the hold of conspiracy theories. The big lesson of 2020 is that everything keeps getting more dishonest. Here's the story. Lately, I've been pulling an embarrassing amount of thought into notions like jinxes and knocking on wood. The polls for Joe Biden look good, but in 2020, any hint of optimism feels dangerously naive, and my brain has been working overtime in search of potential doom. Here are the top three most read stories from JLN yesterday. Our top story Tuesday was Bloomberg's The Post-COVID Trading Floor is Here with Buffet Lunches No Mess about China in the wake of COVID-19. Second was Citadel Securities transformed U.S. hotel into Noah's Ark for traders at height of pandemic from the trade. Third was, once again in the top three, Chicago is the rattiest city in America for the sixth year in a row from CNN. Yay, Chicago. Here are your MarketsWiki stats of the day. The site has 190,642,449 pages viewed, with 24,475 pages on the site. There's 226,434 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian Daily News Update. Please consider telling a friend, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.